You're listening to EPN, the e-podcast network, your guide to business and personal success.
This episode of EPN is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 75,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/EPN.
This is Amber MacArthur. Join me weekly for Command N, your technology web trend information source, right here on EPN.
Hi, this is Jessica Eves Matthews, America's advocate for women in business. And you're listening to my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. Thanks so much for tuning in to the ePodcast Network. You know, it is an incredible time to launch a business. With the power of technology and the internet, mompreneurs, solopreneurs, and entrepreneurs have the potential to live the life they dream of and build the kind of wealth that will sustain them and their families really for the rest of their lives. And I believe so strongly that every person has unique and powerful talents and gifts, and I know that each of you can use those very passions and talents to achieve wealth, independence, and liberation from all that is holding you back. I am a seasoned business lawyer and business advocate, and I've spent my entire career helping entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, and small business people launch and run their own businesses. I know the path that will lead to business success and brilliance, and it's as hard and as simple as looking inside yourself, embracing who you are, and then having the courage to take your unique path to business brilliance. You know, what I love about my business is that I get to work with people to help them find a clear and very practical path to launch and build a business, create wealth, and get their life and their joy back. My Business Brilliance products and programs were created to help you discover your gifts and passions and help you launch and create a solid foundation for your business to grow that business to heights that you might not have ever dared to dream about. And my programs are going to give you step-by-step guidance on how to get from today to the life that you long for. Together, we'll work on everything from finding your true gift, conceiving of your business idea, to creating a solid business foundation. And that's critical. And let me add that you can find more information about my programs at www.jessicaevesmatthews.com. And that's Matthews with one T. I am so incredibly excited to be able to share with you the roadmap for launching a solid foundation for your business through this podcast on EPN. That foundation will support your business and then your ideal life. It will renew your energy, your enthusiasm, and it will ultimately result in independence and success for years to come. So if that sounds good to you, then let's get started. Hi, everybody. It's Jessica Eves Matthews. Thank you for joining me on my podcast, Foundations for Business Brilliance. And thank you for joining the ePodcast Network. Today, I want to do a discussion of some contract basics that maybe something you've never even thought about before, but it's absolutely critical. And that is when you are entering into an agreement of any kind, short or long, you need to make sure that the parties to the agreement are clear. And I know this sounds really dry, and you could certainly probably have more fun staring mindlessly at the screen of your Facebook page. Not that I have any experience with that, but trust me, this is really important. And one of the things I'd like to do with this podcast is really make sure that you are educated so that you're better prepared in your day-to-day business dealings and better able to negotiate with third parties with confidence. Okay, so even though it sounds dry, it really is important information, and I'm about to give it to you for free, so keep listening. So the first step is to make sure that you identify the parties. And the idea of identifying the parties properly may seem so obvious, really, that it doesn't warrant, you know, a podcast on it. But I've been really surprised in my years as a business lawyer and a business litigator at how many times this has been an issue. So don't skip over the step of being really thorough and clear about who it is to be bound by the contract. And to determine this, you need to think through who you intend to be responsible
for performing the obligations under the agreement that you're entering into. And then you want to think about who you want to be able to go after if the contract is breached. And that is the party. Generally, it's going to be the same party. And that party is the one who must be the party to the contract. So you've got to have the person agreeing to and signing the terms of the agreement who is going to be the person responsible for performing the obligations or promises under the agreement, and then the person that you're going to be able to sue, unfortunately, or negotiate with on the back end if they don't do what they're promising to do. Okay, so now that you've gotten clarity on who that is, now understand that this could be an individual. It could be a married couple. If you are entering into an agreement with a married person as an individual, you should make their spouse a party to the agreement. Because in some states, you can't reach marital assets if one of the members of the marriage is not a party to the agreement. So make sure you include both partners in that marriage if it's an agreement with an individual. If it's an agreement with an entity, you need to properly identify the entity, okay? So once you've gotten a sense of who the parties are, the next step is to actually properly add that party's name to the contract. So this is really important. This is something that gets skipped so often. For example, if it's an entity, you need to make sure that the entity's legal and full name is identified in the contract, as well as their official mailing address. It needs to be the address of their physical address, their place of business, not a PO box, because you want to be able to reach them. And, you know, in the worst case scenario, you want to be able to serve them with a lawsuit if you need to. You also need to be able to communicate with them effectively throughout the term of the agreement. And so again, the address needs to be a real address and one that reaches them. It's one that is checked regularly. So that's really important. And if the entity is an LLC or a corporation, you need to make sure you identify that as well and the state in which it is formed. So if you were doing an agreement with My Golf Clothing Line, you would say Grace and Game LLC, a Washington State Limited Liability Company, and then the address. That would be up in the very first paragraph of the agreement that identifies the parties to the agreement. And then also, you want to make sure that that same party or parties are the ones identified throughout the contract. And that often you're going to give sort of a short form version of that entity's name. For example, if you're dealing, say you are a company and you're hiring an independent contractor, say as Grace and Game, I'm going to hire an independent contractor to sew some of the clothes for my line. So the, one of the parties to the contract is Grace and Game LLC. And then you could put in parentheses next to that and then put quotes around it, the company. And then you'd say, that the party is, you know, ABC Sewing Company. And you could put in parentheses and quotes next to that company name, the contractor. And then throughout the agreement, then you can just use the word company or contractor to identify the party, and it's really clear. That's what I do in my agreements. But before you sign a contract, just make sure you go through every single line of the contract. I recommend reading it out loud because often our eyes fill in things that are actually missing. But review every line of the contract to make sure that the parties listed at the beginning of the contract are the same ones mentioned in each provision and also in the signature line, which is also important. And the third step is that you want to confirm the authority of the person signing the agreement. So once you've clearly identified the party, confirm, and preferably with documentation, although that is not always practical, but confirm that the person signing the agreement has the appropriate authority to sign that contract, particularly if they're signing on behalf of an entity. And also that has to do with, you know, marital assets. Make sure that you've got both the husband and wife signing the agreement, not just one of them. That way there'll never be any question about whether authority was given to enter into that agreement, because that's a way to get out of the agreement on the back end is if the wrong person signed it and didn't have the authority to sign it. If it's an LLC, you want to make sure it's somebody that has the authority to bind that entity. Same with a corporation. So make sure you ask those questions and make sure you're clear that the person you're dealing with is the one who has the authority to bind that entity with an agreement. Also make sure the person signing writes their name very clearly and lists their official title next to their name. Okay, well, that's it. It's very, very basic, but these things can actually completely undermine the enforceability of an agreement. So it's really important to take these steps. It will go a long way to making sure that the agreement is enforceable. And as always, if you have questions about this or any other legal questions relating to entrepreneurs or small business, you can reach out to us at support@JessicaEvesMatthews.com. And I'm incredibly happy to report that we have officially launched BusinessBrilliance University.com. And that is a place where you can go to get lots of help on these issues, including legal templates and guidance on filling them out. So if you need help with this kind of stuff, we've actually got a great place for you to go now. So I hope you'll go check that out. But that's it for today. And thank you so much for joining me. And thank you for joining the ePodcast Network. And next time we'll deal with other important terms in agreements. The next one we're going to deal with is the indemnification provision. And I know that sounds boring as anything, but it's also a really important provision to understand. So we will go through that next time. Thanks so much. And I look forward to seeing you on the next Foundations of Business Brilliance.
This is Todd Falcone. Join me for MLM Power Hour right here on EPN.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application, taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.